Now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Sunday the 22nd of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atira, Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, Atlantic low 984, expected 350 miles east of Iceland 963 by 1800 Sunday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Atira, southerly veering westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. South Atira, 40s, Cromarty, 4th, southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Cromarty. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, south or southwest, 4 to 6, veering west or northwest, 3 to 5 later. Fog patches at first, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, variable 2 to 4. Fog patches in German Bight, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in German Bight. Plymouth, Biscay, north or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Trafalgar, east or northeast 4 to 6. Showers, good. Fitzroy, northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast. Fair, good. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Shannon, South Rockall, westerly or southwesterly, veering northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. North Rockall, westerly or southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7, then 3 to 5 later. Showers, moderate or poor. Malin, southwest 5 to 7, veering west or northwest 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, moderate or good. Hebrides, southwest veering west 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or poor. Bailey, west or southwest, severe gale 9 to violent storm 11, decreasing 7 to severe gale 9. Rain, then wintry showers, moderate to very poor. Fair Isle, southerly, veering westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in northwest. Rain, then squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, increasing severe gale 9 to violent storm 11, becoming westerly 6 to gale 8 later. Squally wintry showers, moderate to very poor. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 23000. Tyree Automatic, southwest by south 5, 6 miles, 1012, falling. Stornoway, south-southwest 6, slight drizzle, 3 miles, 1006, falling. Lerwick, south by west 5, mist, 6 miles, 1008, falling. Wick Automatic, southwest 4, 12 miles, 1009, falling. Aberdeen, south by east 1, 9 miles, 1012, falling. Lucas, calm, 6 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Boomer, south-southeast 1, mist, 5 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Bridlington, south by west 3, 1017, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north 4, 2 miles, 1016. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north 4, 5 miles, 1016. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast 2, 1017, falling slowly. Jersey, northeast 3, 6 miles, 1,017, steady. Channel, light vessel automatic, 1,017. Scilly, automatic, north-northwest 1. Mist, 1 mile, 1,018, falling slowly. Milford Haven, west by south 1. Mist, 2 miles, 1,018, now rising. Aberporth, south 2, 6 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Valley, south by east 2, mist, 2 miles, 1,017, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west-southwest 1, recent fog, 1,200 metres, 1,017, falling slowly. Valencia, northeast by east 2, mist, 3 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north by east 2, mist, 2 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Malin Head, southwest 3, 5 miles, 1,014, falling more slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, east by south 3, mist, 2 miles, 1,014, falling slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday. The general situation: high pressure will lie across the United Kingdom over the next couple of days, maintaining settled conditions with only light or moderate breezes in most areas. However, fronts will edge into the far northwest with fresh or strong winds across the northwest, and strengthening further from tonight as an area of low pressure moves northeast near Iceland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southerly veering westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8 to the north and west of Duncansby Head. Elsewhere 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain, then showers, wintry later in north, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north. Occasional rain, then showers, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southwest, veering northwest later, 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southwest, veering north or northwest later, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, variable mainly east or northeast at first, 3 or less, occasionally 4 at first. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill, easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, moderate or good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 later. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 in west and later also in east. Fair, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable 3 or less, becoming northwest 2 to 4, veering northeast 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle later, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, then occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, south or southwest, veering west 2 to 4, then north or northwest 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, then occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Isle of Man, mainly southwest 2 to 4, veering north or northwest 4 to 6 later. Fog patches at first, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor at first. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, south or southwest, veering north or northwest 3 to 5. Occasional rain, then showers, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 4, veering northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional rain or drizzle, then showers, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southwest veering northwest 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west 5 to 7. Occasional rain or drizzle, then showers, wintry and blustery later in north, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, south 5 or 6, veering west or southwest 6 to gale 8. Occasional rain, then blustery showers, perhaps wintry later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And with the time approaching 1 o'clock, that is Saturday from BBC Radio 4. Radio 4 Extra continues through the night, just getting underway over there in a Radio 4 Extra debut. James Bolam stars in the drama Road to Rocio, in which a radio producer tries to capture the true meaning of a Spanish fiesta. Sunday on BBC Radio 4 starts at 5:30 with a new summary from Tom Sanders. Sunday worship comes from Manchester Cathedral at 8:10. On Broadcasting House at 9:00, Paddy O'Connell talks to airline bosses about soaring flight prices. The comedian Sarah Pascoe is on Desert Island Discs at 10:00. And at 3:00 in the afternoon, we've got new drama for you, an adaptation of Walter White's novel Flight, about a young black American woman coming of age in the early 20th century. That's all tomorrow. Time for me to clear off now and push the button that connects you to the BBC World Service. You'll keep you up to date through the night if you're staying up. If you're not, this is Richard Evans wishing you a peaceful night. Nostar. Good night.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Iranian missiles have hit two towns in southern Israel, injuring more than 100 people. Health officials say at least 70 people were wounded when an Iranian warhead struck the town of Arad, causing extensive damage to buildings. Hours earlier, a missile struck a building in the southern town of Dimona, not far from a key nuclear research centre, injuring more than 30. Mimi Swaby has more details.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will keep striking their enemies after a very difficult evening. And that difficult evening came firstly with this strike in Dimona. Now, Israeli military say that this Iranian missile got through the Iron Dome, that defence system supposedly protecting Israel, and hit a building in the southern town of Dimona, injuring dozens of people. Emergency workers say there was a direct hit on the building and that the extensive damage was quite widespread. The IDF